All right, we're back after a three-day weekend. How's it going out there in podcast land? The Daily Podcast is here from the John DeBella Show. Each and every morning, we piece together the best stuff for this radio highlight reel. Today, January 19th, Tuesday, right back from the playoffs this weekend. We started out there, and the bets we wish we had back. Well, the bets I wish I had back. It's redemption time this weekend, I hope. I think, I pray. Jason Bonham, he called us up this morning. Of course, the offspring from the legendary John Bonham. He has a new album out, along with Sammy Hagar and a few others in their band The Circle. You won't believe how they put it together. Speaking of music, we hit the phones today to hear the songs you love to get high to. Song Stories today featured Rebel Yell. And here it all is for you right now. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
See, Dave's moseying today.
Moseying on in. Lollygagging into the studio. You know what that makes you, Dave?
What's that?
A lollygagger.
Oh. Right. No. Better than a guy who lost 100 bucks on bets. I'll take lollygagger over a loser.
You know, I knew sooner or later we were going to hit that one weekend where he was going to come in and go,
I'm not meant for playoffs. I'm a regular season kind of guy.
I got to tell you, I mean, I was saying this in the office. That was the best weekend of football I think I've ever seen. I mean, in all honesty, all four of those games. For me to watch four games that I had, you know, no support from any team. Okay, I was supporting the Bills to some extent.
All right.
Only because of Bill Weston.
Sure.
And, you know,
same here.
Right, you know, but other than that, I was just like, it was just great football all weekend long.
It was.
I mean, it really was. And the most boring game had to be the Bills game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. Oh, I mean, yeah, Ravens couldn't even score a touchdown.
Right. I mean,
killed me. That's who killed me. Stinking Ravens. I don't know why I trusted an 11-5 team
as much as I did.
No,
but I got to tell you something. I went into that game thinking that they were going to win also.
Yeah, right? It was a sexy pick.
Unlike you, I didn't put money on it.
Ah, smart.
Dave, just in case you want to lay some money again this weekend, you're going to bet again this weekend?
Oh, of course. Oh,
all right, fine. All right, well, the Buccaneers are a 3.5-point underdog to Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay all the way.
Yeah, yep.
Doesn't matter if it's seven. Yeah, all the money on Green Bay.
Will be involving Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and
the
all.
The over-under is 51 at this point. Okay. Probably, the over-under won't change, but the line might, right?
Yeah. The line will move a little
bit. And then the Bills are a 3-point underdog against Kansas City. 3-point. That's all.
Hop on KC now if you think Mahomes is coming back.
Yeah.
Hop on him now. Right. I'm waiting.
That 3-point line is because Chad Henne's currently the starting quarterback.
Right. That would be it. That would be it. But you know, who was it that said if it was 10 years ago? Or
Andy.
Andy said it.
Yeah, because it was a pinched nerve that sent him into concussion protocol, not an actual concussion, which I don't know if that's changed or not. And Andy said, you know, a few years ago, he probably would have come back before the whole concussion protocol.
Well, you know what? When you think about the way he landed, I can see pinched nerve.
It didn't look like his head even really hit the ground.
I had a pinched nerve in my neck once.
Well, you are Patrick Mahomes.
Same hair.
Same hair. Yeah. The hair is exactly the same.
You're probably the same shoe collection.
No, that's Travis Kelce. Oh.
Okay.
So anyway, but I pinched a nerve in my neck once, and I literally blacked out from it.
Huh.
I went boom, I went down. All right.
I mean, the full sprint that he did into the locker room was saying he's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. But then again, you know, someone go, well, it was an act. He was acting. It wasn't real. We got to check it out. We got to look like we're serious. We got to look like we care.
Yeah, he's gonna play.
You know he's going to play.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
A lot of radio ahead of us. Of course, it's $500. I realize it does not compare to the Mega Millions, but your chances are greater of winning the $500 from us than it is to win, what is it, over 800?
I'm not even sure what the Mega Millions is, no.
Yeah, I think it's 815 or something like that. Right.
Ticket.
Right. My wife says we're going to win when it hits a billion.
Oh.
So, I believe her.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. But $500 up for grabs with the Big Bucks contest. You know how this works. We give it out six times a day, 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, and 6 p.m. All right, there's $500. You got 15 minutes to check the keyword into our special short code, 45911. You text it there. Or if you want, you can use the MGK app or WMGK.com. And that way you would be registered for the $10,000 grand prize. $500 each time in this company-wide contest, and it could be yours. That'll happen at 8 o'clock. At about an hour from now at 7:40, Jason Bonham of the Led Zeppelin Experience and, of course, the band The Circle. That's him, I'm going to put Vic Johnson in first this time.
As you should.
That's nice. All right, Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony, and they did this thing. What did they call it? Lockdown 2020. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, because of the quarantine
COVID
stuff. Yeah,
right. And it seems that we spoke to Michael and Jason a while ago.
Yeah.
And this band has far too much fun being a band.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they have an absolute blast, and being locked up in different parts of the country. Right, they weren't able to get together, weren't able to spend time or record or rehearse or anything. So Jason came up with the idea of starting to record stuff via iPhone.
Yeah,
right, so he would send out beats, right, and then people would just lay tracks over it, and eventually that. But now listen to this. This is their version of David Bowie's Heroes. All right, and remember, this is all done on iPhones. No recording studio was used until it came time to mix it together. Sammy does a real good job with this, to tell you the truth.
I will be king, but just for one day.
And they've made a video of this to support frontline workers.
Okay.
So they did that. They did, what's it, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. They did Whole Lotta Rosie, AC/DC's Whole Lotta Rosie. And they did The Who's Won't Get Fooled Again, right? A lot of great stuff. All cover songs. Everything on the album is cover songs. So we'll be talking to Jason at 7:40 this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This weekend, I spoke to my old college roommate for the first time in ages.
Oh, yeah?
In absolute ages. Julian Brown was his name. And Julian, we were talking about this apartment that we had, and it was furnished. I was a theater major. And it was the majority of the apartment was furnished by the prop closet at the school. All right. And I had in the apartment this big velvet divan. Do you know what a divan is?
I do not.
It's a sofa that kind of slopes up on one side. It's kind of like a chaise lounge.
Sure, like George Costanza style.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I had that. And then he asked me, do you remember what you used to do when you were sitting on that? And you didn't sit on it. You really laid on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were laying on a divan, what did you do? And I said, well, that's simple. I got my Cost Pro 4 AA headphones,
mm-hmm.
right? Laid down on the divan, lowered the lights, and then started to listen to Pink Floyd.
Oh, man.
Because I was in that state of mind. Yes, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Actually, I started with Umaguma. Some people say Umaguma, but I started with Umaguma, right? And then worked my way to Dark Side of the Moon.
Huh.
Those were my Get High records.
Nice.
Those were. Did you have a Get High record?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I had a ton. The first song I ever heard high ended up being perfect for it. It was Zeppelin's Battle of Evermore.
Very nice choice.
Yes.
Very nice
and I was
choice.
Laying on the floor on senior week down in OCMD, and we set up, like stoners do, the speakers surrounding your head and just laid there.
Oh, yeah.
But
later
on in life, I matured to Riders on the Storm.
That's very
good. A great one.
Nice.
And if I really had a lot of time on my hands, Pink Floyd Echoes. I mean, it's like whale calls, sonar blips. It's perfect. That's a whole side of a record, I think.
Cindy?
What, me? Barry Manilow.
No. You ain't going there. I ain't buying that one. But I will tell you this. That Tommy James and the Shondells, what the hell was the song?
It's bound to be better than Manilow.
I can't remember the song now. Crimson and Clover.
Oh, okay, sure.
Not the single version, the long version.
I don't know
right?
I know that.
With all of the echo on it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Sounds
that
nice.
That was as trippy as it got.
Yeah.
All right, so come on, Cindy, confess.
I listened to a lot of the Grateful Dead.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't my choice.
Right,
but
right.
Well,
was that the boyfriend at the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen the Dead more than any other band.
No way.
So not my choice.
Wow.
Yeah. Many, many times. I don't know, 20, 30 times. Who knows?
So, my God. And seeing that honest confession is good for the soul, we're going to open this up to everybody. What was basically your Get High song? What was the song that, like, oh, man, and then I got to listen to this, okay? So whatever it might be, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Hopefully, it wasn't sitar music.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by LASIK Experts. Book your free LASIK consultation today at LASIKExperts.com. We're talking Billy Idol today and Rebel Yell. Billy Idol's second album, remember, originally was in Gen X, and then he basically put out almost the exact same album as Billy Idol. But when Rebel Yell came out, I mean, that the album that was on, well, that was the album, right? But there were four top 25 hits on that album.
Wow.
All right, there was Eyes Without a Face, Flesh for Fantasy, Catch My Fall, which was probably the weakest of them all, and, of course, Rebel Yell. But what Rebel Yell was about, I think a lot of people have managed to miss. Here is Billy.
Well, I was really writing it about like a one-on-one relationship that was really fantastic. It says things like she don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. It was about when you're really in love, it's not a domination thing. It's a one-on-one thing. And then, of course, it had the element of in the midnight hour, yeah, when you're really getting down to it, she's fantastic. She wants more. She's never satisfied. And who is, you know?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Jason Bonham is going to be joining us, of course, of Led Zeppelin Experience fame and The Circle, mm-hmm. His band with Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, Vic Johnson.
Yep.
Right. And while they were locked down, all right, they decided to put together an album. It's all cover songs, but it's a lot of fun stuff. The problem is they were never together. They didn't even do the Zoom thing. Right. I'll have Jason explain what they did, because what they did was really involved. It was a strange way of doing it. But what they put out, I mean, everything, like, here is their version of a Whole Lot of Rosie.
Oh, listen, I was going to ask for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
It really is a fun album, and the way they put it together is just, well, it's hilarious what they did.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There was a time that if I wanted to speak to this gentleman, the only way it was going to happen was if he stayed up all night. But now that he's older and wiser, he's willing to get up at this time in the morning. Joining us this morning is Jason Bonham. Hiya, Jason.
Johnny D, what up?
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing in the city of love?
City of brotherly love. Brotherly love.
Brotherly love.
Right, and sisterly affection.
Listen, I have family. My sister lives in the Philly area. That is a place close to my heart.
You must never visit them, yeah, because I've never seen you in the studio.
Well, because I'm usually out, you know, in Bucks County.
Ah, see, he knows his way around.
Why don't you come on over then? I'll meet you at my house.
Steve's in Bucks County. Sammy Hagar and The Circle, they've got a new album called Lockdown 2020. This was your idea, wasn't it?
You know, when the excitement almost of the being locked in your house for 2 weeks and what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You had a list, you know, and the wife had a list. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that list. I'd rather do my list.
Mm-hmm.
My list is playing a bunch of songs with my buddies via the internet using iPhones. It kind of started with a little bit of a challenge of like, do you remember this drum beat? And masses of text from Sammy like going, no. No, like he'd know. It's like when he asked me, what are the words to so-and-so? I'm like, I don't know. I don't listen to you.
Yes.
You're not in my monitors. The band The Circle is a hilarious bunch of fun. And we really miss each other. So when this was as close as we could get with each other, and just to play just classic songs that we've jammed usually down in either Cabo, or we haven't played at all, which was just, I would like go, hey, can we try this? Can we do this one?
Was everybody recording at home and just following each other on the phones, or were you just recording directly to your phone?
So this is how it went. Sammy calls, or I call Sammy. We agree on the song, and he goes, do it. I'll go in my room, set up the iPhone,
right,
sing the song in my head while playing the drums to no music, no nothing. There's no backing.
Oh, my God.
A couple of songs Sammy sent me, like, for what it's worth, him playing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really difficult, so I said, don't do that again. But most of the time, it was the drums, and then it would go to Vic and put a guitar on, then Sammy would sing. And then Mikey would steal the show with, because he wanted you to see everyone's video and make sure he wasn't going to be outdone.
Right, I see. And then how did you mix all of this?
You know, we're like, well, we're not going to do all of that. Let's get the guy that works in Sammy's studio. So he's like, what have I got to work with? Four iPhone tracks. And he's like, pardon? Yes, four iPhone tracks. So most of the time, nearly every track is just the iPhone.
Now, do you think a lot of bands, because of the amount of time that bands are being separated, because not everybody lives in the same town and stuff like that, are you still in Florida?
Yes, I am.
All right, and Sammy's in Cabo, and Michael is in California. Do you think that a lot of bands who are in that same situation aren't going to make it through the pandemic, that because they're just not together?
I think in some bands' cases, it's probably given them longevity. Not living together.
Well said.
But they could have another 5 years left in their career because they haven't seen each other for such a long time. My dad and Robert lived very close to each other, but it wasn't like you went out and saw him every day.
Right, right.
Even though they were best friends, they worked together as well. So they used to see a lot of each other when they're on the road. So I guess the same with the boys. All I know is when we get together, we have so much fun. I've never been in a band with so much energy, so much positivity, and just sheer just delight. You know, it's just, you come off stage from a jawache because you've laughed and cried so much. It's like a comedy of errors and rock and roll all thrown in. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would kill to do an interview because the last time we spoke, it was you and Michael. I would love to throw Sammy into that mix, right? And just see what it would be like trying to do an interview with the three of you.
Yeah, but then you'd only get 25% of me and Mike.
It is Sammy Hagar and the Circles' new album, simply called Lockdown 2020, available now. Jason Bonham, our guest. I am hoping I'm going to see you soon.
Oh, me too. And listen, love to everyone out there for your support. Stay safe, and we will be back.
And hopefully, if you are in Bucks County, call me ahead of time. We can go someplace and avoid getting a disease.
We used to do that before, but it was not in one.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK. From The Circle, their new album, Lockdown 2020. This is their version of For What It's Worth.
John DeBella.
He's like a jittery piece of geek jerky.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
I was talking to my college roommate over the weekend. We hadn't spoken in years. We were reminiscing about a whole bunch of things. And one of them was when we got into that state of mind, when we would sit there and listen to music with either headphones on and candles lit, right? Somebody in a corner playing a sitar. Right?
You thought they were in the corner playing a sitar.
We thought they were in the corner playing a sitar, right? And, you know, and everybody had their song, all right? So the question at hand this morning is, what was your Get High song? What was yours, Dave?
Battle of Evermore was the gateway drug, but Riders on the Storm really
Riders
did it
on
for
the Storm,
me.
Oh, yeah. Doors were good at that. I mean, I was Pink Floyd all the way. Yeah. I would sit there with my Cospro 4AA Vice Grip headphones on, right, which Andre was using up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He was.
You know, and put on Dark Side of the Moon or Omagumma. Right, and I would just sit there, and it just, you know, the more stereo you got, the more it became a Get High song.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got all these folks lined up. We got Sam here. Good morning, Sam. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, John?
I'm doing damn fine. So, Sam, back in the day, come on, admit it, What was your Get High song or album?
Okay. It had to be The Doors' The Soft Parade.
The Soft Parade is now begun.
What were you doing?
Acid.
Doesn't that album open with, like, some weird, like, sermon?
Yeah, back there in seminary school.
Yes. Yes. He's preaching to start off the album. That-
Petition the Lord with prayer.
Yeah.
Petition the Lord with... You cannot... Yeah. Petition the Lord with prayer.
That sounds like a bad trip, bro.
Have a good morning. George, what was it for you?
All right, so the Moody Blues, Days of Future Past.
Okay. Now, where were you when you would do this? I would be laying on this divan that I had. Right, where were you?
The time I remember the most, we went down to Lakewood, New Jersey, and we skipped school. I put headphones on for probably, I don't know if it was the first time, but to hear that album through the headphones, I was gone. I just disappeared.
This was my dad's band, too. He's right there with you. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Breathe deep, the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room.
Yeah, man. That's perfect.
Wow, he's got the speech down and everything. Okay, Jim, what was it for you?
Genesis, Supper's Ready.
As soon as you said Genesis, I knew you were going to say Supper's Ready. By the time that song is over with, you're straight. Gina.
Several species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a pick.
I think Matt Cord has talked about when he would get high, it would be the Pink Floyd
Animals
album.
Yeah.
Animals album, yeah, but this is from Umaguma.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Umaguma. Yes, Umaguma. Yes, one of my favorites.
No, Umaguma.
Umaguma. Okay.
Now it's been a battle for years. It's Carmel, Caramel. I mean, it's Umaguma or Umaguma, whichever way you want it.
Okay.
Have a good morning, Ben.
Yeah.
What was it for you?
Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
I'm telling you, Pink Floyd is the band that's launched 1,000 trips. Right? I don't care what you say about the Grateful Dead. Right?
Yeah, they're definitely the greatest, I think.
Now, where were you when you would listen to this? Was it a headphones album for you?
I was at my buddy's house, and he had speakers in every corner of the room.
Cool.
And we just, like, sit in the middle of the room, like, holy cow, like, wow, what is going on?
Okay, William, what was it for you? What was your Get High song?
One of my submarines, Thomas Dolby with his wave computer. Remember that?
No, not at all.
You got to listen to it. One of my submarines is missing tonight.
Oh, I'm going to
not
now.
After that performance.
No, I'm right there, bro.
Okay, Randy, what was it for you? What was the album? Where were you? What's the story?
So in high school, I guess, just getting a little bit too high. Electric Ladyland, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be. And listening to that on the headphones while basically Hendrix is going back and forth from, you know, one side of the one ear to the other.
Oh, yeah. I have lots of great and some disturbing memories that all involve that album.
Yeah, I think there's actually another tune on the album. I'm trying to remember.
If Six Was Nine.
No.
No. Burning of the Midnight Lamp.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Yeah. Dong, bong, down, 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 boom, 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 down.
What was the other one?
That one, yeah. Yeah, that was, I love that so much. Danny, what was it for you?
Huh?
Danny, you remember you called in? Look, we realized that we were talking about getting high. We didn't say call in high.
Oh, wow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.